U hoorde vier werken van gespeeld door La Perdiata, onder leiding van Christina Ploehar. En we zitten hier in de Schadezaal bij Classical Next. En we hebben vier belangrijke gasten in onze studio. Ze staan achter mij klaar. Het zijn eigenlijk vier industriëlen op de klarinet, want ze heten de Clarinet Factory. Dames en heren, luister nu naar het eerste stuk van hun. Dat heet Luda's Dans. Jindřich Pavlíš, Judiek Bura, Vojtěk Nídl en Petr Vlášek.
Thank you.
very much. Thank you very much, Clarinet Factory. Who is you, Jindrik? Jindrik, that's you. Okay. You're tired or not?
Yeah, I'm really very tired. I think I need doctor, actually.
Do you?
It's really for breath deep piece. So we don't have any breaks there. So we play 6 minutes all the time without breathing.
Yeah.
And
that's really exhausting. Yeah, so we talk very slowly, and so you can recover a bit.
Yeah, I'm recovering already.
Okay. What kind of piece was this?
That was piece like a dance that it's called actually Lugia's dance, and it's based on one idea which is repeating all the time, and it was Lugia's idea. Lugiek is a member of the quartet, and we made it like rock bands do. We're talking the form, about everything. Everybody has some idea. Pepino made a bass, special bass with slap tones, and et cetera.
How would you describe your music? World music, contemporary music, classical? What?
It's really hard to describe that because we were educated as classical music musicians, so we put there some sound like from classical music, like from minimalistic music, but it draws on world music, jazz, and other styles too.
You have three clarinets, the same clarinets, and one bass clarinet, but you're the one with the golden. You're the most important man.
Yeah, I'm the best player and the most important.
You are. And you're the boss.
No, I just got this instrument, and they didn't have any with the silver keys, so I have the gold keys.
And although you have silver keys, they're the three exactly the same, or is it some other color in the sound?
I feel that's different because just a week ago I played the silver keys, and it's really different. So there is difference.
There is difference, okay. And where do you play usually? On festivals, in Czechia, or or abroad?
Yeah, we play on festivals, on stages with on classical music stages, but also in clubs or some special venues like flooded quarry or some some nature parks or something some factories or that's really
factories
different.
As well.
Yeah.
So you're for industrials, aren't you? Okay. The next piece we're gonna hear is Wild Goose. What kind of piece is that?
That's a little bit like nature inspiration from nature. We imagine the flying goose. That's all.
Flying goose. And whose composition is it?
It's also we made it together. It started just with the figure of the bass, and we didn't have any theme for that for 2 years or 3 years. So it was in the cradle, but. After we had some idea of some sound of really like klezmer clarinet, goose, or something like that.
And you pick it up and you play it. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Clarinet Factory. En we hadden hier een live optreden met twee stukken van de Clarinet Factory hier op Classical Next. En we gaan verder met een stuk van het Edenwood duo. En dat is... We zullen even kijken wat dat is. Maar we gaan laten we luisteren naar de Edenwood duo. Thank you.